Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, and we green the red and blue states one show at a time here, and we try to bring you a variety of stories, environmental news and views, and we're going to talk about something that is hitting all of us, and it's something you should know about every time you enter the grocery store in terms of the dairy products and the meat products that you choose. This is our partner segment. The Environmental Partners Corner is sponsored by the Union of Concerned Scientists, the largest nonprofit scientific organization working to protect our environment and improve the health and security of our communities. And we want to talk about a new report out called Greener Pastures, How Grass-Fed Beef and Milk Contribute to Healthy Eating. They're the first to compare all the studies done on fat levels in beef and dairy products from conventionally raised as opposed to pasture-raised animals. And joining us now from the Union of Concerned Scientists is Dr. Kate Clancy. Thanks.
I'm very happy to be here.
First of all, what is the image that we see in a lot of television commercials of happy cows grazing and how they're traditionally raised?
Well, that is the image that is presented by most producers. And a large percentage of the population probably thinks that cows are raised on pastures. But these lovely bucolic images are quite different from the feedlots where beef cattle are finished. About 90% of beef cattle are finished in feedlots. And actually, more recently, about 75% of dairy cattle feed in feedlots, not on pastures.
And what are the biggest environmental problems associated with beef and dairy factory farms?
Well, the biggest problems arise because of the enormous quantities of manure that get produced when all these animals are stuck together in one place. So you have environmental problems like manure runoff from the lagoons or the places where the manure is stored. And that runoff can kill a lot of fish and does. You've got bacteria and antibiotics and hormones getting into waterways. You've got air pollution because of the dust and the manure that dries out and goes up into the air. You've got, in some cases, quite a bit of odor. It depends on the winds, et cetera. And quite a lot of heat trapping or greenhouse gases. On top of that, you've got these environmental problems from all the corn that's produced to feed dairy and beef cattle. And so this huge amount of corn production results in soil erosion, fertilizer getting into waterways, pesticides, and other things.
Now, the executive summary of this report that was compiled by the Union of Concerned Scientists lists six environmental benefits of shifting all our grain feedlots to pasture-based systems. What would they be?
Well, the first one starts with decreased soil erosion, and that is because you would not have as much soil erosion from corn production. Improved water quality, obviously. Lower fuel use. Less soil nutrient losses, which is very important. One thing that has brought a lot of wildlife lovers to grass-feeding pasture systems is that you have increased animal habitats. You also have animal welfare improvements. The animals are much healthier and obviously living a much more natural life. So the grass really is greener with grass-fed production.
And as is almost always the case, if it's better for the environment, it's better for our bodies as well. And there certainly is enough evidence that pasture-fed cattle make for healthier meat and milk products on top of being more eco-friendly. So you specifically looked at your study at fats. What are the highlights of that area?
Well, in comparison to cattle that are raised on a grain-based diet, we found in the studies that grass-finished beef is frequently lower in total fat, that grass-fed steak tends to have higher levels of one of the omega-3 fatty acids called alpha-linolenic acid, and it sometimes has higher levels of another omega-3 fatty acid, the EPA-DHA. The milk from pasture-raised cows also tends to have higher levels of one of the omega-3s, and fully grass-fed ground beef and milk have higher levels of a pretty interesting newly discovered fatty acid called conjugated linoleic acid, or CLA. This is a fatty acid that's shown in animal studies to have a number of positive health effects. The other thing that we found is that the amounts of the fatty acids in these foods are relatively small on a per serving basis, but they may be beneficial and it merits further research.
And what about benefit to producers? Can they save money by, going to pasture, so to speak?
Yes, there aren't a lot of studies, but I found a couple of analyses that showed that grass-fed dairies have a higher value of production than conventional dairies. And another study that showed that grazing farms can definitely be economically competitive. Pasture production is really a win-win situation for producers and for rural communities, the latter because pasture production does not require as much capital as conventional production does, and it's a way to keep a lot of smaller farms, dairies, ranches, et cetera, on the land.
Now, I've been asking for grass-fed meat only, and I know we shouldn't be eating meat at all, but that's my last eco sin. I'm working on that and getting my family to get off of it because of concern about mad cow disease.
Yes, and we mentioned that briefly in the report. There are also other positive food safety and public health benefits, particularly the fact that grass-fed cattle are not given non-therapeutic doses of antibiotics. So by choosing grass-fed, you lower greatly the risk of developing antibiotic-resistant diseases.
What can consumers do to help push this trend towards more pasture-fed cows?
Well, they need to, first of all, obviously, look for it in their markets. Beef is in some supermarket chains, but not many, the grass-fed beef. It's in a lot of farmers' markets on the Internet. Milk is sometimes easier to find in even major supermarkets, but that depends on the part of the country that you're in. So they need to ask for it, look for it, learn more about pasture production, learn why they might want to change the beef they're eating from conventional to grass-fed.
And we just have a few seconds left. Is there enough pasture room to, you know, really make this big shift?
No, there isn't, but there's a lot of really interesting land use questions that are coming up with regard to how we're going to more or less allot land for crop production, for energy crop production, and for animals. So there'll be some pretty interesting things coming along in terms of where things are raised in the United States.
Thanks so much, Dr. Kate Clancy. For more information on the UCS report, Greener Pastures, go to ecotalk.net. And if you've been inspired and informed by this program, we hope you have. We want to tell you to please support our current sponsors and environmental partners. And also want to thank my producers, Debbie Friedman and Shauna Weber, without whom this show would not be possible. Have a great green week. See you next time.